Butte County Public House, Lisa Almaguer, to the KPAY Morning News. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. And, of course, Mr. Bach is here as well.
Hello, Lisa.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, as we kind of got back and forth this morning with an email, what should we talk about? Well, what about the most obvious thing, Lisa? Let's start with this excessive heat that's on.
Yes. Well, we're riding out the end of this summer kind of with a bang, aren't we? It's super hot, and that can be dangerous for anybody, right? Whenever it's this warm for this many days, it increases the chance for heat-related illnesses. And there are some people that are most at risk or susceptible for heat-related illness. Children are one of them. They don't sweat like adults, which, you know, reduces their ability to cool down. And pregnant women, also, their body must work harder to cool down. There's also older adults. People who work outside, and then, of course, your friends, family, neighbors who may not be aware if they're, you know, stay inside more often, might be socially isolated. So make sure to check on those types of people in your neighborhood and within your circle. But for everyone, it's time to stay hydrated. Drink water even when you're not feeling thirsty. When you feel thirsty, it's getting to the point where it's too late and your body's already feeling working its way towards dehydration. Of course, staying indoors in air conditioning, or if you have to be outside, rest often in the shade, and definitely no extreme physical exertion outside when it's hot. You know, all of those things that we've talked about, I know it's been covered a lot in the news lately, but it's time. We have to keep taking those precautions until we get through this heat wave.
You know, it can really get ahead of you, too, because I had to be outside this weekend playing golf, but I had to be
just
outside.
Had to.
I just had to.
Had to put in the 18
yeah,
holes.
Yeah. Yes. And I constantly just putting the water in. But if you just take a moment and you just don't really pay attention to it and listen to your body, when it catches up to you, it's hard to, you mean, that's when the heat stroke happens. That's when you get lightheaded and it's dangerous. It's really dangerous if you don't stay ahead of it.
That's right. That's right. So just, it's really simple to drink as much water as possible. Limit caffeine, limit alcohol. Those types of things tend to make us dehydrated much quicker.
Do we have to mention too, Lisa, that still we hear those horrific stories of parents, and maybe it's the yes. dad or mom not used to taking the child to daycare, or the baby in the car running to the store quick and you forget the baby is in the back seat?
Absolutely. I mean, every year we hear about, you know, infants and small children tragically, dying because of being left in a very hot car. It does not take long. Even on an 80, 90-degree day, the temperature inside the car increases rapidly to very, very deadly temperatures. So look before you lock. Never leave young children in the car. Same goes for your pets, and even older adults can be susceptible to being left in the car. It's avoidable. Look before you lock. Do not leave anybody in the car during heat like this.
Yeah, I mean, we've had to, listen, it's been years, but even with our granddaughter, when we've had her and we've been running, and not with this heat, but like you said, even when it was 80, 90 degrees, we had to make double sure, look at each other, and I've even rode in the back seat because we,
yeah.
you know, because it's been years, and our first granddaughter, yeah. it's like, nope, we got to make sure, and it's just, you still hear about this, and it's like an annual thing where you have to preach, but
yep.
still have those horrific stories. Let's shift yep. a little bit, Lisa, and talk a little bit about recently Chico State, a case of monkeypox on campus, Butte County Public Health. And along with Chico State officials, we're doing the tracing and contact and trying to reach out to people that may have been in contact. Is there anything new you can tell us? We know you can't get into specifics, but just with that and what's going on with that case.
Yeah, absolutely. So just before we get into the Chico State situation, I just want to remind the public two things. Of course, anyone can get monkeypox. It is not limited to one group of people. But with that said, transmission in Butte County remains low among the general population. At this time, so the California Department of Public Health is keeping track of the data for every county, so the cases, and then they're also collecting some demographic information about individuals who are either probable or confirmed. And at this time, Butte County sits at 4 confirmed cases of monkeypox, and that is since our first probable case was identified in the middle of July. So it's the transmission remains slow and low among our residents. But it is important to stay informed and take steps to protect yourself. And what we do with each case that we are notified about, including the Chico State situation, is that we work directly with the healthcare providers. We provide the case investigation and contact tracing and any advice needed for testing or potentially a vaccine if the person qualifies for that. So we know that Chico State is, taking the right actions. We know that the person has been isolated from others that might be roommates, and they're taking all the appropriate steps to minimize any further transmission from this case.
And Lisa, do we know also when the latest batch, I guess call it batch, the word is escaping me right now, for the coronavirus vaccine and the newest concoction, when it will be available for local residents?
The booster,
absolutely.
Mike.
So,
the booster.
The booster,
Mike. I'm searching for the boost.
The word is booster.
The word is booster.
Yes. Let me put all the right words in your mouth.
Yes, I can't believe a concoction. I can't.
The concoction. That's sounding a little suspicious.
Yeah.
So with any of the various boosters and vaccines for COVID-19, anytime there is a newly authorized booster, what happens is the FDA authorizes it, and then the CDC looks at all of the data and they make their recommendations. And then for California, we have an extra layer of safety review. So both California Department of Public Health and then the Western States Scientific Safety Review Work Group, that's a mouthful, they have all looked at the data and have recommended the booster. So both it's a more protective, variant-specific COVID-19 booster from both Pfizer and Moderna. They're now available. Now, what that means is our local pharmacies and our local health care providers need to order them, receive them, and then start, update their websites and start offering them. So I'm hopeful that this week some people may be able to find the variant-specific booster through their local pharmacy website. It could be as late as next week, but I think it will happen very quickly. This is very important. It offers the strongest protection.
Let me ask you this. Just like, every year the flu, there's new variants of the flu that come out. I'm not comparing it to the flu, but I'm just saying, is this going to be a thing now where each year there's going to be more boosters and another booster because more variant or other variant has been discovered again and everybody needs to get boosted again, similar to what we see with the flu shots every year?
I obviously can't say for certain, but it does seem like that is the way that this will move. Unlike the flu vaccine, that is a best educated guess for the current flu that's circulating, right? With this COVID vaccine, we know exactly the variant that we are looking to boost our immunity against. Omicron and the Omicron variants, sub-variants, have been circulating now since winter. This variant has stuck around. And so this booster is very specific, not only for the original COVID strain, but also the newest of the Omicron variants, the BA4, BA5. And it really is the strongest protection that we can have against that variant.
And just to tell folks again, Lisa, that, we've heard cases and it's happened even, with people we know that got COVID initially, was boosted, vaxxed, everything else, but then caught it again. And so what's the time frame between the time they were deemed once again negative to the time they can get the booster?
So at this point, the recommendation is, if you say you were recently infected with COVID-19, as soon as you are symptom-free and you have recovered from your illness, you may now schedule your booster. It used to be recommended that you waited for several months, or I think it was a minimum of 90 days. But now, as soon as you are symptom-free and you've recovered from your illness, you can go ahead and get that booster.
A lot of stuff today, Lisa. We appreciate you hopping on real quick with us this morning, as always. And again, the big thing is, with all this excessive heat continuing this week, stay hydrated. If you need to be outside, make sure you're hydrated, not for long periods of time. Feel for these men and women that have to be out there working in it every day, though. It's like, oi.
That's right. Yeah. And really, I mean, anyone that has to work outside, they should be having a modified schedule at this point. And I would assume that employers are implementing either earlier work hours or modified schedules or more breaks. But yes, stay cool, stay hydrated, stay informed.
Lisa Almaguer, Butte County Public Health, as always, Lisa. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thanks, guys.
All right.